When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You know, they say you can't have it all, but I don't think that's really true. Blinkist is our sponsor today, and I'll tell you more about Blinkist and why you should use Blinkist in just a few minutes. But if you got a second, go to Blinkist.com/boost and take advantage of a very special offer. A 7-day free trial and 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist.com/boost. How are you? Happy Monday. Good to have you here today. And a very special day for me, too, because today, the last show you hear broadcast from the Alpaca Studio. And after this one, it's in the luxurious motor coach as we hit the road, find a new place to live. So let me ask you a question. Do you have rules for the day that kind of guide what's going on? Use your logic, your common sense. Is that what you call it? Your experience? I have a few ideas. I call it Scott Logic. I'm going to share it with you today. It's going to be some neat little thinking for you. And I think if you apply this stuff today, your day is going to be a whole lot better. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, solidly grounded in the way the world is. Because the world is sometimes icky. That's the best way to describe it. You get up in the morning, you say, okay, what happened? What I know is something's always going to happen. How do I know that? Well, a little more logic here. There's just like over 7 billion people on the planet, every one of them going in their own direction. And every now and then, things are going to clash. There's just not much we can do about it, is there? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. It's where I hang out most days. You should go to MotivationToMove.com and get signed up because this podcast is commercial free, plus the brand new Operation Reinvention podcast that will be coming out on a new app we put together. Not going to be just a regular RSS feed. It's going to be kind of something special. So get over there, get signed up. It's coming very soon. So I mentioned at the beginning of the program that you can have it all, and Blinkist helps you do it. They're our sponsors today. Blinkist gives you the most important ideas and takeaways from the world's top nonfiction bestsellers. They do it in 15-minute, really kind of fun reads or listens, whatever you choose. Blinkist takes top nonfiction books like 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. I checked that one out last week. They pull out the key takeaways. They put it into that 15-minute text or audio explainer. They call it a Blink. They have thousands of titles in 27 categories, plus Shortcast, Blinks for podcasts. And the Blinkist app will give you the knowledge you need really in the time that you have. It's so fast and so easy. Use them the way I do. Inspiration, learn more about the books you'd like to read, broaden your knowledge. Here's what I've been doing lately. I get up in the morning. The very first thing I do is I read. I don't listen. I read a Blink. It gets my mind primed for the day, and I like it the very first thing. Two recommendations for you. Ready? The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I know you can feel the rest of it. And How to Be Effing Awesome. I've had way too many conversations this week where that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Check it out. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/boost and start your 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial, Blinkist.com/boost. Today, we're going to be talking about logic, ideas that make your day better, ideas that you can use, just kind of mindsets, if you will, but actually it's kind of rules to the world. One of my rules, by the way, is to do my homework, and I do it every day. I look at my life and I say, what do I like? What do I not like? If I like something and I want to keep it, I make sure I can keep it. If I don't like it, then I just get rid of it, and it's gone. That's it. It's that fast, that easy. But if you don't take the time to do your homework, you're going to miss out on a lot that life has to offer. So do your homework today. That's the first assignment for you. So what's the other stuff we do? Well, here's the deal. Most folk, including you, because you're most folk, you rule your day by your logical mind, sort of. You're kind of being dragged around by your emotions. But when push comes to shove, when you get down to doing things, you got to think it through. So you're going to do what you know works based on your experience, based on having an outcome in the past. We know the outcome is going to be your emotions plus logic equals your outcome, right? So throughout the course of the day, I tend to turn that into common sense, or what I call Scott logic. And over my lifetime, I have collected a lot of ideas. I have thought through a lot of ideas. I literally have just looked at the world and said, been there, done that, rode that horse at that rodeo, bought the t-shirt. I know what to do. Common sense, experience based, yes. How I choose to live, yes. Basically, it's an endless list of thoughts that make my day better. If I follow these rules, it's usually pretty good. It's not always perfect because sometimes I run into other people who are following their rules. Never happened to you, has it? So here are a few that I think will do the same for you if you try them. You don't have to. You can make up your own if you want to. That's what's cool. So it's a little Scott logic. So here's the deal. You ready? Number one, life is long enough, but not for everybody. The trick is to recognize the difference. Some people say, life is too long, Scott. Oh my God. Life is too short, Scott. What am I going to do? It's long enough. Use it well. Look around you, though. Not everybody gets the same chance. Recognize where you are in your world. That works for me. I know I lost my first wife, 14 years ago. Different perspective for me. Life goes quickly. It does. Unless you're bored. So the Scott logic says, stay busy. Ask anybody. If you want life to go really fast, find something to get you excited. If you want it to go really, really slow, just be bored. Okay. So it's going to go fast if you're happy. Life passes slowly when you know you're going fishing tomorrow. It does. And have you ever noticed when you get out of the boat and you're fishing, it flies by? It's crazy. Now, have you ever been hanging around people and you notice they're just too serious? Have you noticed that? This is a serious person. Oh, my God. And other people are not serious enough. Oh, my God. They're just jokers. Are you kidding me? Well, you fall into one of those categories as well. You get to choose which one you are. Which are you? Have you decided? I like to be in the middle. I like to be somewhat serious and somewhat fun at the same time. I've also learned that serious people can be having fun. You just can't tell. And unserious people can be very serious and you just can't tell. So which are you? So when I look at the world, I look at it and I say, okay, they're serious on the exterior. What are they really? But most importantly, what do I want to be? And you can tell listening to me that it's somewhere in between. Serious about having a good time, I guess. Another one I rule, a rule that I use every single day is standing in another person's shoes before opening my mouth is a very good idea. Consider it best practice. That's old mom logic, isn't it? That's what that is. But I do it. I tell you, I was talking to a client this the other day. He's working on being a coach, and he will hear this show. And one thing that he needed to grasp, and a lot of people need to grasp, was if you give somebody enough time, you'll learn everything you need to know about them. And if you put yourself in their shoes and kind of think from their perspective and just open up to it, and not as if you can read their mind and figure it out, but if you at least put yourself in their shoes and look around, man, oh man, oh man, you'll be very surprised what happens. So it's always best to stand in another person's shoes and then open your mouth later. So what is your reward for hard work? A lot of people tell me, Scott, I cannot wait. I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to get what I want, and then I can relax, and then life is going to be awesome. Then I'm going to travel the world and just blah, 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 blah. Not going to happen. If you do your job well, what's going to happen? Well, like anything else, when you do your job well, somebody else is going to ask you to do it again. They're going to give you the opportunity to do more of the job you did so well. So get used to it. Get ready for it. But the good news is it does get under your control more, and your rate goes way up when you get really good at it. What's the reward for being lazy? You get more lazy. That's it. That's the ways of the world. That's how I think anyway. You want somebody to do something, find a busy person who's busy. Lazy? He's going to get more of that, not careful. What happens when you turn your phone off? It doesn't ring. I know. Silly Scott logic right there, but some people have forgotten that tactic. It actually works. And the world doesn't come to an end. Trust me, if the world came to an end, somebody bang on your door. You know, don't worry about it. Just turn your phone off. Most things in life should be in moderation. Excess is good now and then. Sometimes the morning after hurts, but you know what I mean. It takes a fraction of the time to read a good book as it does to write a book. Even writing a bad book takes longer than reading a good book. So that makes reading a pretty good investment of your time. I do more reading. Let's stay on the reading thing. People who read more earn more. Ooh, that's a good thing, isn't it? People who don't read don't understand why somebody else is earning more. Saying I don't care means you do care. Trick is, what is it that you care about? Whenever I hear somebody say this, I don't care. I don't care. I think, yeah, let me just flip this around. Let me flip the script and look at it the other way around, because evidently they care about something. I don't know. I don't care about anything. Yeah, you do. You just said I don't care, which means you care. What is it? Whether you call it experience, whether you call it common sense, whether you call it Scott logic, Bill logic, Sarah logic, Betty logic, Joy logic, Carlin logic, my kids' logic. Doesn't matter what you call it. Everything you experience in your life is filtered through what you hold as the truth inside your mind. So one last piece of Scott logic is I would make sure that you are correct about the truth that you hold in your mind, since that is, in fact, the filter for everything else that you are going to do. Sometimes we forget to check the facts that we're basing the facts on, don't we? I have a challenge for you. Tune in one of those cable news stations. You choose which one. I don't care which one. It makes no difference at all. Put this list in front of you. Tune in to cable news station and have a good time. just filter everything you hear through this list. It'd be awesome. All right, before I get out of here, remember, this is the last day that I'm recording in my home studio before I get in the motor coach and head out on the road to find a new place to live. Necessarily, the sound will begin to change a little bit. I will have a whole different mindset beginning as soon as they put a big, big check in my pocket and I get on the road in the motorhome. And so I'm going to have some fun with that. So get ready for a fun summer, but you're going to start to hear it this week. So I can't tell you what it's going to be because I don't care right now. But we'll find out together. And I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.